And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Monday the 30th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, making money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Today's guest list, in no particular order, Mark Oswalt, Marcus Ashworth, Stephen Woodcock, Brenda Kelly, Ben Harrington, Tim Young, Mike Van Dalken, Tony Cross, Gaurav Sharma and Mark the Couch Winstanley. Let's kick off with Mr. Mark Oswalt, market strategist at ADM Investor Services. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
We've got a huge amount of slides to go through, but I just thought I'd refer to the non-farm payroll. Is this the last hurdle for the Fed this week? Is this the data point of the week? Does anything else count?
I suppose it is the data point of the week, but really the week sort of is more going to be about Yellen's testimony the day before and the ECB meeting. That is going to be the focal point for markets. The payrolls data sort of give us sort of dot I's, cross T's. Expectations are nothing but spectacular, around about 200,000. Key element in it actually may be the unemployment rate, because we're expecting an unchanged 5% from last month. If it comes in at 4.9, it doesn't really matter what payrolls do. Everyone.
It's the headline.
Yeah, it's a big headline, big figure change, 4.9. Why have we got rates at 0 to 0.25%?
Mr. Draghi, is he going to get his big bazooka out this week?
Well, he's going to have to get some fairly big bazookas out. I think the problematic is you've got a range of expectations on this. So there are expectations on the deposit rate, which is from unchanged to a 25 basis point cut.
Yep.
Their range of expectations, the consensus on that is 10. And the range of expectations on extending QE is basically Q1 2017 plus an additional 15 billion. But again, the range of expectations is anything from no extra to 90 billion, so an extra 30 billion. So there's plenty of scope for some people to be surprised, and there's plenty of scope for some people to be disappointed. So we're going to be really relying on him to deliver on rhetoric. And even then, I have to say, the idea that they could do even more after that, particularly if you shove the timeline back, is probably quite remote. So all those people who've been waiting for this moment of more and are short euros against whatever, probably go, you know what? We're probably done on this.
Yep.
And I don't really care what the Fed does. So you start taking profits, going precisely against the thing that Mr. Draghi wants to achieve, which is to see the euro lower.
Understood. Okay, let's kick off with some slides. The most important one of the day, Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store. So that's Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move swiftly on to broker forecast. I pulled up two today, Betfair and TalkTalk. Betfair, good headline in the Sunday Times. Betfair boss hits £50 million jackpot, obviously with the tie-up with Paddy Power. Deutsche Bank, new recommendation, buy, target £42. And I would imagine anyone gambling in the Premier League football, with all the uncertainty and all the extraordinary results, okay, I'm guessing the bookies are doing quite well. TalkTalk, obviously, we saw the hacking. Berenberg now go from a hold to a sell, 208 target. If we could just take a quick look at those charts. Betfair Group making new highs. We saw that courtesy of Spreadex last week in terms of we covered that security then. Let's move swiftly on to TalkTalk. Again, horrible looking charts. I think basically, technically, if Zach was here, he'll be back tomorrow, close back above 260 would be more encouraging. It looks as if we may have a higher low there, which is obviously quite good in technical parlance. Let's go on to gold. Gold broke short-term support at 106.5 an ounce, confirming another primary decline. Target for the decline is $1,000 an ounce. You bullish, bearish on gold?
I think it's one of those ones where the more you think that the dollar might top out, particularly once we've got through these couple of weeks of ECB and Fed divergence, so-called, the more you would sort of think, well, you might just want to dabble your hands and pick up a little bit.
Yep.
I think it's still in a consolidation phase, but we are getting to the levels where you're thinking underlying demand is actually still quite strong. And you know, there's a lot of bad news in the world. At the moment, though, we've got this deflationary thing. What you really need for gold to pick up is to see oil pick up and for the dollar to perhaps just start to consolidate as opposed to carrying on making more ground, particularly in dollar index terms.
Understood. OK, so let's go to the Gold Bugs Index. In unhedged gold, stock still has to break primary support at 105, but this now appears inevitable. So that's your Gold Bugs. Let's move on to crude oil. Crude futures are headed for another test of primary support of $40 a barrel. Breach is likely and would signal another decline with a target of 30 a barrel. We've obviously saw Goldman Sachs' big headline, 20.
OPEC meeting on Friday, the other big event of this week. We're definitely focused on that. No one is expecting anything from them, even though it has been put out in the world that they might discuss something. But I don't think actually anybody really believes that they can come to any form of agreement. We shall see.
Understood. Let's go to FX Street, courtesy of Mr. Omkar Godbole. His thought today: history of euro dollar and Fed tightening. Caution: euro was a risk on currency due to prior tightening cycles. Now it's a funding currency. 15-16, forget parity. If ECB disappoints and equities correct after Fed rate hike. Again, quite a weak filled position there and a little bit of backgrounds there. Mike from Mike Ingram, market strategist, his morning thoughts overnight. Asian markets trading mostly weaker with emerging markets sent to a two-week low. Shanghai being propped up by authorities. Liquidity to remain tight post-US Thanksgiving and ahead of both ECB rate decision Wednesday and US non-farm payrolls on the Friday. IMF Executive Committee meets today to approve the Chinese yuan in the IMF's SDR basket. Theoretical weighting circa 15%. Yuan may weaken further if less than 10%. There's a lot going on in the macro this week.
Yes, there is. I think on that last point, I think there's an important point to make here. I don't really think the inclusion in the SDR is particularly important.
Right.
However, if it is included, that will have an impact on the MSCI indices. And I think a lot of people have been preempting this. Some of the weakness that you've got is because a lot of people will be going to buy heavily weighted things like Alibaba, and they're going to be buying the ADR, which creates an outflow out of yuan. So some of the weakness that we're seeing in the yuan actually is probably more related to this and the impact on the MSCI than it is to do with anything to do with the economy or anything to do with actual capital flows.
Understood. OK, so let's move swiftly on. Nicole Elliott, Investors Chronicle. Amid super high security, world leaders and business heads meet under United Nations auspices in Paris today to discuss measures to contain global warming. These will continue for a full... Now, Sergio, the production team, tell me, there's 14,000 police. It's Paris. Should this really be going on at the moment?
Well, it's not something you can rearrange quickly. This has probably been planned for years, I would imagine. Yes, it's unfortunate that it's in Paris, but maybe on the other hand, they couldn't be in better, better preparation for this than they are now.
Understood. Part two of Nicole: Turkey to get $3 billion in order to help the EU to stem the flow of migrants through its country. The deal also includes the restarting of accession talks and the simplification of visa rules for Turkish citizens wishing to visit the EU. What's trending? Bank of England says relaxed about waiting to hike rates. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that surname on a Monday morning. Do you want that to go? Well done. Japan output and retail sales rise, economy picking up from recession. I didn't expect to see that headline.
Well, I think the industrial production data actually were a bit disappointing. The more important one was the retail sales numbers. We had household spending numbers on Friday, which were a disaster. But it's a great proof. This one was a lot better than expected, up 1.1% on the month, and actually showing that the consumer's still spending okay in Japan. Picking up from recession, well, it was very much a technical recession, the Q2, Q3 one. Has it got real momentum? No.
ECB meeting, what will Draghi do? We've covered that. Yeah. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that. Let's move on to the Tip TV top tweet. A cut in oil production in OPEC meeting December the 4th would be more powerful than anything ECB can do on December the 3rd.
I wouldn't disagree with Aurelia there. It's always been my view that if the ECB really wants to, as Mr. Draghi says, do whatever it must to get the inflation back to target, then buy oil, because that's the thing which is really pushing down on it. We saw it on Friday, above all, as the base effects from last year's fall in oil prices. We saw in Spain a fairly big pickup in CPI from minus 0.9 to minus 0.4. It's still negative, but if you start getting those sort of rises, Spanish CPI could easily be in the 1.5-2 area before we get to it. And then people will be asking themselves, well, if it's at 1.5-2, then why are they making all this effort?
Okay, big week this week on the macro. Key data points, Monday, Tuesday, RBA rate decision. Wednesday, Bank of Canada rate decision. Thursday, ECB meeting. Friday, US jobs data and OPEC meeting.
Those top two, I think, are very important, because actually market expectations on those two are, this is the short term ones, both no change, and I would be surprised if either of them did anything different. However, markets are still basically, and the consensus still looks for the RBA to institute one more cut and the Bank of Canada to hold, but probably be forced to raise once the Fed starts moving. I would suggest the RBA actually may, next move, it may be a rate hike, and that the Bank of Canada is more than likely to lag. So I'm still of the view that on that basis, you'd rather be slightly long of Australian dollars and slightly short of Canadian dollars.
Mark Oswalt, market strategist at ADM Investor Services. Thank you for that. That wraps up the market roundup brought to you by Active Trades.